Good Erev Shabbos Parshas Vayera. So Moshe Rabbeinu approached Pari and asked him to let the Bnei Yisrael leave. However, if you pay attention to the Pesukim, you'll realize that he only asked for them to go into the Midbar for 3 days and bring Karbanos to Hashem. But after 3 days, they would come back to Mitzrayim, back to slavery. Now, what did Moshe intend to gain with that? Since we were children learning these Parshas, every Pesach we recount the story, we know that the happy ending is us leaving Mitzrayim for good. But if Pari had listened to Moshe and let everyone go for 3 days, that's not necessarily how it would have turned out. What exactly was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to accomplish with the suggestion of a 3-day vacation? Just to go back to the terrible labor and horrific slavery? Maybe it was just a ploy that once Pari let everyone leave, they just wouldn't bother coming back, but that's highly unlikely. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky answers as follows. Yes, all he was asking for was a 3-day vacation, a retreat, a weekend in the Midbar. But the reason why is because he realized that the Yidden had sunk so low to the 49th level of Tumah, they needed something to pick them up to help them continue on. And a short but impactful break would spiritually elevate them to the point that they wouldn't sink anymore and would be able to handle the rest of the Shibud. And from here, we can learn a powerful lesson how to combat the Yetzer Hara. Many times we're in a low, stuck in a rut with this feeling that we can't move forward. And we tell ourselves that we have to do X, Y, and Z to get out of it. We need to turn over a new leaf. Never speak Lashon Hara again. Always make brachas properly. Never again look at an improper sight. And we know that's virtually impossible to go to such an extreme, so the Yetzer Hara convinces us to give up the fight before we even started it. We tell ourselves that it's all or nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu's request for 3 days teaches us how even a little growth, a bit of encouragement, a small step in the right direction can completely change our entire outlook and perspective on the entire battle with the Yetzer Hara and give us koyach to forge onwards and upwards. Especially in these weeks of Shavuot, let's find inspiration and gain encouragement from the small things. Build on those moments and small accomplishments to keep climbing higher and higher, and with that be zecha to the Gula Shleim of Amitis B'Meher V'Yameinu, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.